precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy.
Most gracious Lord, Lord, what an honor and joy it's been to be in your house tonight, Father. Lord, truly our hearts are rejoicing, Lord. And Lord, as children, Lord, if we could just eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table, Lord, it would be enough. But Lord, you've taken us from the miry clay and set us upon a high rock, Lord, to see all the revelations of the Word, Lord. And Lord, we've had a feast at your supper table today, Father. How wonderful it is, Lord. And Lord, we're just so glad to live in this hour, Lord, where you brought a perfect message to us, Lord. A perfect message to mold a perfect bride, Lord. How thankful we are, Lord, and as it's written in your word, when that which is perfect is come, all other things will be done away with, Lord. And for your bride, this is the only thing, Father, is this message of the hour. When we get discouraged, it's our joy. When we get sick, it's our healing, Father. Lord, it is our salvation, Lord. Even your prophet said that many are being saved and healed by the tapes going across the land. Lord, so it is our salvation, our healing, our joy, our strength, our all in all, Father. How we thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we look back through the ages, as we're studying now, Father, how our brothers and sisters of old, Lord, how they suffered through great tribulations, Lord. Lord, they were burned at the stake, and they were cast into lion's den and had to give their life, Lord, for the message of their day. Lord, we're thankful that you've withheld that from your bride, Lord. But Lord, we know we live in another day now, a great spiritual battle, Father. We don't wrestle against the flesh and blood, but Lord, there's a great battle and array of good and evil, Lord. And Lord, all we know to do, Lord, and the only safe place that we can be is just to hold to this message with all our heart, Father. Lord, all we know to do is just to clench it every word, Lord. And Lord, not take an interpretation of it, not take an explanation of it, Lord, but just that genuine, unadulterated word into our heart, Father. Lord, we want to be like that Rebecca, Lord, as Eliezer went to fetch a bride, Lord, for Isaac, and just hold to that Eliezer. Lord, she never swayed. She never went to the right or left. She knew that that Eliezer would bring her into the presence of her bridegroom. And Lord, so are we today, Father. We know that Eliezer was just one man, Lord, and that's what we're following today, Lord. It's just that one man. We know he's going to bring us into the presence of our Eliezer or our Isaac, if Jesus Christ. Now we thank you with all our heart, Father. And Lord, we're just so glad now as we can look back, Father, and we can see all these ages of old, Father, and Lord, we're just so glad to study him in a deep study, Father. And Lord, as your prophet said, it's no mystery how that Catholic Church survived through all these ages and all these denominations. And they had representation. And people and popularity and political powers, Lord, but it's always been a mystery how that little remnant, Lord, could survive, the ones that really held true to that star of their age, Lord. And Lord, we can just bring that on home to a to our tape church here, Father. Lord, we've been cast out. We've been called names. We've been hated. We've been looked down on, Father. But you're going to have a remnant, Father, that's going to hold to that star of our age with all our heart, Father. We're doing it, Lord. We know that's where our absolute lays, Father. And we thank you, Lord, with all our heart. Lord, thank you for the leadership of our brother Joseph, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you will be with him and give him rest now in his body and his spirit, Lord. Lord, we know as long as there is a message of the hour, his name is tied and engraved in it, Father. We can never change this message, Father. We believe every word your prophet said, as much as we believe what Brother Branham said about these church ages, as much as we believe what he said about those seals and about the whatever eternal hell and baptism and everything. Lord, we know we've got to believe what he said about Brother Joseph too, Father. It is just as much part of this message as anything else is, Father. But Lord, there's a group of people who do believe every word, Father, and they wouldn't change it for nothing, Lord. We love this message just the way you sent it, Father. How we thank you with all our heart, Lord. Lord, now we thank you for our brother Samuel too and his stand here. The letter went out yesterday and Brother Joseph was saying he couldn't do what he needed to do without our brother Samuel, Father. Thank you for his stand on your word, Lord. And each one, Father, our brother Billy Paul, Lord, the greatest witness this world's ever seen. Lord, as he walked with that prophet all around the world, Lord, seeing these miracles come to pass, we thank you for his testimonies, Father. And as he was back there, our brother Mike Eppleyan too, Lord, a pillar in the church, and how you maintained him and healed his body, Lord. Lord, I was just thinking, I just went into the barber shop the other Friday, and Lord, as just as I started telling that man about the testimony of our brother Mike, he just said, just hold your breath, son. He said, I've already heard his testimony. He just told me it not too long ago, Father. He's going through all he can just telling of the goodness of God in his life, Father. We thank you for him, Father, and each one, Lord. And Lord, we just commit ourselves to you now, Lord. We're just so glad that we have a resting place in this message. Lord, when we feel we're jailed down in the worldly walls around us, Lord, we know something beyond those things, Lord, and we always have a refuge to run into, Lord. And this message is truly our joy, Father, and we thank you. Lord, it's written in your scripture, weeping may endure through the night, but joy cometh in the morning, Lord. We always have our hope and our stay, Lord, and we just thank you with all our heart. Thank you again for this word we've heard today. We just commit ourselves to you, Father, with thanksgiving in our heart. Commit our week to you, Lord. May we just live a little closer to you and walk that straighter line, Father, in preparation for your coming, we pray. We commit it all to you now in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow.
It's been an honor to feast with you at God's table, feasting upon this message. God bless and be with you today. May his presence ever be with you and keep you in the center of his perfect will. And I'm looking forward to meeting you at that little cabin over there on the other side, where we're singing Amazing Grace, hearing that prophet. praise the name of the Lord. I can't wait. What a day. As we sing it one more time, God bless and be with you as you're dismissed. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give.